Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekly discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
Welcome to Business Resolutions. This is Jorge Gonzalez, and my guest today for the second time in this program is Pablo Figueroa, an architect and the incoming president as of July 2 of the Chamber of Commerce. Pablo, how are you? Welcome.
I'm very fine. Thank you, Jorge. It's a big pleasure being again with you here, and hello to your excellent listeners.
Pablo, in the last occasion, we talked very little about the Chamber of Commerce. As president-elect, he didn't want to opt and get into the role of the president, and he said, let's just talk about. So he talked about his architectural and the development of his business, and exceedingly interesting development as with different partners and transitioning, etc. And I invite the listeners to my web page, jrgcprc.com, and there under my blog there are the programs, and the initial program by Pablo and his life endeavor as an architect are there, and it's fascinating. He's as he moved from a firm to his own firm, from working with others to his own firm, with some different things in between, with dealing with the elderly, specializing in the elderly, specializing in conflict resolution, which he's bringing to bear, etc., international relations with Fletcher School. So take a look, because we don't want to go over and do that again, but take a look, because I think you enjoy that program tremendously, you listeners out there. But we're going to talk initially about Pablo and his role now as the president of the Chamber of Commerce, and the tremendous burden this has on him, or at least the need to do this well, and it's something that is important for Puerto Rico. So Pablo, tell us in general, and then we'll get in some details. In general, what are your principal goals this year as the head of the Chamber of Commerce?
Well, Jorge, I think it's a privilege. I've been honored and privileged to be the president of the Puerto Rico Chamber of Commerce. I think it's a fascinating opportunity. I see the chamber as with three imperatives, and I see it as an ideal platform for three imperatives. First, the chamber, and I say this because during my campaign, as a matter of fact, which I enjoyed enormously, I called and talked personally with 400 and plus people, and so I had my ear on the ground, and I captured their aspirations, their needs, and their requirements. And I see the Chamber of Commerce as the ideal platform for three things. First and foremost, the Chamber as the ideal platform to close the gap between the one who sells and the one who buys products and services. As a business center. As a matter of fact, we're planning a business locator, and if possible, that could evolve into a plotting the supply chain. Secondly, I see the chamber as an excellent platform for information, transfer of knowledge. In a global economy, with all the major complexities and challenges enterprises worldwide are facing, we are in dire need of top quality information. And I'm not talking here that the Chamber of Commerce will become a think tank, but I think the Chamber of Commerce could be a practical liaison between institutions like the University of Chicago Graduate School of Business, with the Economist Intelligence Unit, with the MIT, Tufts, Harvard Program on Negotiation, which they have a wealth of free research that could be available and could be utilized to inform the decision-making process of the entrepreneurs and the business people. So I think the chamber could be catalytic agent to promote and provide access to this top quality global information. Thirdly, I think it is our duty to improve the quality of doing business in Puerto Rico. And in that sense, the Chamber of Commerce should stress to inform the public, to help inform in a practical way the decision, the policy discussion, the policy dialogue in Puerto Rico, in the island. And to do that, we have to, whenever we decide to make a statement, it has to be backed up with sound arguments, but it's of paramount importance to back those arguments with evidence that can be supported on its own. I'm talking about data, okay? So we need to, whenever we express ourselves in any topic, we need to, because I believe you, it's hard to persuade anybody. People persuade themselves and they come to their own conclusions, respecting their independence of criteria with hard data and hard facts, okay? So in a nutshell, those are our three areas that we are targeting to develop within the centennial celebration of the Puerto Rico Chamber of Commerce.
Okay, well, I'm with Pablo Figueroa, the president of the Chamber of Commerce. You mentioned the centennial celebration, so I think we have two things here. How are you, these three goals, how are you going to implement them with specific programs? And then with the centennial at the same time, how you integrate the centennial into it? Let's start with the centennial. What is the date that the centennial, the official inauguration of the chamber? What is the specific date, and what do you envision as part of your presidency? The programs that are going to be taking place in terms of celebrating the centennial.
Okay, we are so proud that we want to enhance and augment the legacy of the 100 year old legacy of the Puerto Rico Chamber of Commerce, which has contributed with a plethora of past ex presidents, which are our elders, which really have contributed in an enormous way to the socioeconomic development of the island. We want to, all of the activities that we have planned for this year will be framed in the context of the 100 year celebration, all of them, in a major or minor way. We have to strengthen our brand. We want to make it more robust. And we want to highlight in as many ways as we can that honorable and memorable and venerable legacy of the Puerto Rico Chamber of Commerce. For example, I have met already with 31 presidents, and if I may add, you will be in charge of one of the most important committees, which is the Negotiation and Conflict Resolution Committee. Because I think that's a major factor in making things happen, how to make people work harmoniously, and how to extract value from difference. And I know that's your passion, and it's my passion.
It certainly.
And I think I have no doubt in my mind that you will be extremely successful with that endeavor.
Well, let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll discuss some of the programs that you have in mind for the centennial, and what is the maximum point of the celebration as you foresee it. So I'm with Pablo Figueroa, the architect Pablo Figueroa, and the president of the Chamber of Commerce. We'll be right back right after this break.